Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Halfway through week one of iTunes, post-iTunes. Thanks for all the email. I got a bunch. That's terrific. And my apologies for the explicit tags. I got reported by the nanny cops, I think. And somebody put those tags on without asking me, and they're not true. It's not true. I think by the time I get back from Winnipeg, there will be a mechanism for me to take those off. But anyway, right now, it's a lie. I'm not explicit. But the other thing I did hear a lot about was this idea that I'd put out there about how to do podcasts, and people thought that was a great thing. So I think I'll do a few of those and see how it goes. And if it gets too boring, I'll move on to something else for a while. But I'm going to Winnipeg. We're leaving tomorrow morning for a week up at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And since I had to do it anyway, I'm going to just share with you the list of stuff that I'm taking along to do a remote. And then the next couple, I think, will actually be more specific how-to things. I think I'll start at the beginning and go to the end. But since I got to get packed anyway, I'm sort of doing this for me as well as for you. And so here's the stuff that I absolutely have to take to Winnipeg in order to do the recording up there. First of all, I got to take the recorder. I've got this nifty digital recorder, a Marantz recorder that I bought that's very cool. And you need one of those, but you don't necessarily have to have a digital recorder. I'll talk in a later show about if you've got a regular tape recorder or a cassette recorder, I can get that into the computer for you. So don't you worry about buying a new thing just because it's doing digital stuff and you're trying to do podcasting. But these digital ones are very cool. So that's gone for sure, and all the mics are gone. I've got all kinds of microphones I'm going to take them along with. Just try different ones for recording music. It's not a science. Miking things is not a science, contrary to popular opinion. It's an art, and you have to try it and see if you like it, and if you don't like it, you try it again. So you just take as many as you can and try them all. And you got to have cables to get from the mics to the recorder, and that's about it. But then there's the nice-to-have list. And, you know, we audio geeks, there's tons of stuff that we take along. So here's just what's going in my bag. I'm going to put some headphones in there so I can check the quality really easily, and I'm going to put some wind filters in because we're going to be outside a lot, and mic stands and interconnecting connectors, you know, those gizmos that go from point A to point B, and extension cords and power supplies for things, and a cell phone to call for help if you're stuck at a site and realize that you need a widget that you don't have. It's great to have a phone to call somebody. And finally, a notebook that I use, among other things, for show notes, but also it's great to be able to go up to a band and say, hey, listen, I'd like to podcast you. Would you give me a Creative Commons license? And just have them write that in there and sign it so that you can bring the stuff back and put it on either on the air back in the old days or now on podcasts. Then there's two more things. You got to have supplies. In my case, batteries. I bought about a jillion batteries. And gaffer's tape, also known as duct tape or duct tape, depending on your opinion there. I'm not going to enter into that debate with you. Blank media is great, either tapes or extra memory cards for your digital recorder. And then got to have your tools. Up here in Minnesota, we call those tools. We also eat toast and go in the boat. And so I'm going to have my tools for sure. You know, wire strippers and screwdrivers and scissors and flashlights and stuff like that. And that kind of wraps up the list. I think I'll put it out on the net. I'll probably put it on my blog. My blog, not my podcasts, but my actual real live blog, which has been badly neglected recently, is safe.haven.com. And I think pretty soon I'm going to fire that back up again, because I'm doing a bunch of stuff that doesn't really lend itself to podcasting these days. But anyway, I'll put this list out there, so if you want to ever have a little remote recording checklist, you can go out and look for it. Just search on remote and checklist, and it'll show up. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.